Good morning, welcome to Bible Meditation on Book of Acts. Today's Friday, and we're going to look at Book of Acts chapter 5, verse 17 through verse 28. Let me just summarize it for you. And so as the apostles were preaching the word of God, the Sadducees and the Pharisees were jealous, and so they put them in prison again. And there now the angels came over, and the angel opened the door, and the chain was released. And the apostles once again went out and began to preach the word of God instead of running away. And after that, the guard came over and they held them and they put them back in the cell again. And now they're in front of the council once again. And they told them not to preach the word of God about Jesus Christ. And there Peter says this. But Peter and the apostles were answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our father raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging on him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as a leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Wow, I love the fact that Peter and rest of the apostles, they were not afraid of persecution because they believe in God and they must obey God more than anything else. And so here, the apostles who were just fishermen and tax collectors, they're doing miracles, saving thousands of people. But the council who's educated and ordained and approved by the Jewish community, they were not able to do any miracles at all. And so we can see how God doesn't need educated, smart people. What he wants the most is those who are humble and willing to follow him. And so never underestimate the power of God. It is not your ability, but it is God's ability. John the Baptist says, "I must decrease and Jesus must increase." And that is the heart of a humble heart. And so may you and I learn to humble ourselves before the Lord. Second thing I want to talk about is, you know, it's not easy to stand firm in the truth. Because here, Peter and the apostles, they know that they're going to lose their lives if they disobey the council. There's a possibility of being present for a long time or being killed. But they stood firm and trusting in God more than anything else. And that reminds me how there is a Christian who owned a cake bakery. And one day the LGBT gay marriage come over and asked to bake a cake for their wedding. And he denied it because of his faith. And there he was sued by these people. And so what did he do? He continued to stand firm in his faith in God. Yes, he probably lost many customers because of that. But let us remember, it's not easy to stand firm. But when you do stand firm, you are shining the light of the truth to the people. You may not have the glory and the blessing on this earth because of your persecutions. But let us remember, our greatest blessing will come in heaven. And so, I say this carefully to you, and I know it's not easy, but I want you to stand firm in your faith in God. Learn to say what is right instead of not saying anything. Learn to also stand firm in what you believe. When your friends were saying, perhaps, you know, they agree with LGBT and all that stuff, and you need to stand firm saying, I don't agree. Because here's what the Word of God says, and this is what I believe. And so some company literally force you to actually celebrate the LGBT day. They literally force you. What are you gonna do when that happens to you? Are you gonna ignore it? Are you gonna follow them? Or are you gonna follow God? And yes, there's a possibility people may not like you because of your faith. But let us remember that God is with you. And when you do stand firm in the faith of God, He will lead you and He will provide all your needs. I know it's easy to say and done, but let us believe in that truth. Our Heavenly Father knows what is best for you. And when we seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus says all these things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added unto you. Meditate on that passage for today. Are you seeking the kingdom first in your life? That is a question that you need to ask yourself today. Well, thank you for your time, and then tomorrow Alan will share the Word of God.